In the East, we give thanks to the element of air. We are grateful to air that gives us life from our first breath until our last. Thank you for gentle breezes that cool us on warm days and carry seeds into new fields, for meditative breath that returns us to our center, for beautiful music of breath passing through flute or wind through the leaves, for the invisible air currents upon which the great birds soar, and for the living spirit which continually cycles through this body on the element of air. Be here with us as our imagination takes flight and we reflect upon the winds you control for our benefit. Thank you, element of air. In the South, we give thanks to the element of fire. We are grateful for the fiery heat at the core of Mother Earth. Thank you for the inner fires which maintain our bodies and transforms our souls, for the sacred smoke of incense and sage, for your heat that warms our homes and cooks our food, for fiery erupting volcanoes that build new lands, for forest fires that clear away the old and awakens dormant seeds to grow, for the sun's brilliance that turns night into day, ripens our crops, and inspires our soul. Be here with us as we contemplate our inner fire and reflect upon the raising and lowering of temperatures you control, affecting all aspects of our daily life. Thank you, element of fire. Now, facing west, let us give thanks to the element of water. We are grateful for the very water that cradled us in our mother's wombs. Thank you, water, for the playful mist that displays rainbows of color for our delight, for rain that replenishes plants and animals alike, for the ebb and flow of tides, providing cooling and the seasons and the cycles, and for the still lakes that calm our souls and the strong rivers that carves the landscape. Be here with us as we journey to the depths of our hearts and our emotions and reflect upon the ways of water, its current and flow, that you control for our highest good. Thank you, element of water. In the north, let us give thanks to the element of earth. We are grateful to the earth in all her glory, from seashore to towering mountains, from painted desert to marshy lowland. Thank you. Thank you for many shades of green, from moss to leaf, to grasses and pine needles, for your varied textures, from granite cliffs to sandy beach to boggy marsh, for ancient trees and to the tender sprouts held in Mother Earth's embrace, for Earth's mysteries, the echoing in deep caverns, and the endless expanse of the desert sands, for nourishment through the abundant harvest of the fertile land. Be here with us and ground us in our bodies as we reflect upon your ability to absorb and contain the waters, buffer the winds, and shield us from the unrelenting sun. Thank you, element of earth. And now, using guided imagination and Anayat Khan's elemental breath work, we will invoke the guardian elements. I will guide you and we'll do the breath work together. So please be in your meditative posture with your spine straight but relaxed, and command your body to just be still during this meditation. And breathe normally through your nose and let any concerns and fears you might have around this storm to just melt away. You are in a safe place of comfort, of peace, and of grace. And now I want you to imagine the storm, Ian. You've no doubt seen the images of its circular clouds with a clearly defined eye in the center. Just bring that pattern into your mind and imagine you are hovering above the storm, looking down into its calm center. And now we're going to do something that might seem a bit scary, but you are perfectly safe. The guardians that we called in during the directions have our back, so be at ease. And now, gently allow yourself to float down into the center of the storm, into the eye, into the calm center. And just breathe and know you are in a very safe place. As the wrath of the storm swirls around you, you are in the calm center, but no longer outside the hurricane. You are a participant inside it. So breathe and let the storm rage around you. Within the wind and the water and the forces surrounding you are immense elemental beings. They are giants. And each one has a role to play in this drama. They are the elemental guardians of the storm, and we will meet them one by one. First, we will contact the elemental guardian of the earth. Her mystical color is yellow. So imagine the yellow gold color, the same as the golden color of the harvest. The breath associated with earth is breathed in and out the nose. Imagine the richness of the harvest and the bounty of earth as we summon her by simply breathing now in and out the nose. and return to normal breathing, for the guardian element of earth has heard us. The ancient element of earth appears to us within the storm. She looks a bit battered and disturbed, but she is holding on to the forms, even as the winds blow and the waters cover the land. And here we make our request of the earth element for her help. Earth Mother, we call upon your generosity. You feed us, shelter us, and clothe us. Now we ask for your protection. We ask that you hold the waters in your embrace and calm them. We know these storms represent what is going on in human consciousness. This storm indicates an inner imbalance in human consciousness, and we recognize our part in creating it. We know that all beings are truly of the one light, but we have failed to see that in others at times. For our part, we promise to change our attitude, and we promise to fully live by the golden rule, and to always, with no exceptions, treat others with the compassion we would wish to receive. And now we sit in silence and listen for the Earth's response. Now we shall summon the elemental guardian of the waters. The breath associated with water is breathed in the nose and out the mouth. Water's mystical color is green, so simply imagine that color, the color of the deepest part of the ocean, the color of the lakes reflecting the foliage all around it. Our bodies are almost 70% water, and our blood runs in rivers and streams, carrying nutrients throughout the body. So breathe in the nose and out the mouth in a regular pattern as we honor the water element and summon it. And now breathe normally as the water guardian element comes forth. Imagine that guardian of water rising up like a tidal wave in front of you. And feel the potency of water and its moisture. But do not be afraid, for this guardian is our protector. And we now make our request of the water element. Water guardian, we call upon your generosity. You refresh us with your fluids within and without. You cleanse us and our earth of toxins. Now we ask for your protection. We ask that you rein in your waters and calm them. We know this storm represents an inner imbalance in our own consciousness, as we have forgotten that when people react out of pain and fear, they lash out, but that is not their true nature. We promise to do our part to always treat others with compassion and to make no exception to this rule. And now we will listen for the water element's response. Now let us prepare for the guardian element of fire. The breath associated with fire is breathed in the mouth and out the nose. Fire's mystical color is red-orange. Simply imagine that color, the sun's fiery color, as it rises and sets when there are a few clouds on the horizon. Fire is a purifier which burns away the old so the new might rise from the ashes. Breathe in the mouth and out the nose now while fire is awakened. And now breathe normally. The guardian element of fire has heard us. and the ancient guardian being of fire erupts before you in a powerful explosion. And you can feel its heat that is fueling this storm. We make our request now of the fire element. Fire guardian, we call upon your generosity. You ignite our passions so we can do the work we've come to do. But we recognize that we are out of balance, having allowed our passion to become so inflamed, it's become an inferno of anger and frustration. Tonight, we ask for your forgiveness and your protection. We ask that you dissipate the heat and help cool this storm. We promise to do our part by looking without judgment upon others. Our brothers and sisters who suffer with fear and anger only know how to lash out. But we promise to treat them with compassion in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, with no exceptions. Listen now for the fire element's response. As we prepare for the elemental guardian of air, imagine the blue of the sky on a perfect day, for that is the color of the air element. The breath of air is breathed in and out the mouth, and air's touch can be as gentle as a mother's breath on her infant, or fierce and strong, driving all before it. Air gives us the uplifting message that we are all here to serve one another, just as the air element itself serves every other element. For it is air that cools the earth, moves the waters, and fans the flames. Breathe in and out the mouth in a regular pattern now, while air is summoned to our prayer. and breathe normally now, for the guardian of air has heard our breath and reveals itself to us. The guardian of air howls in the winds that swirl around you, but you are unafraid because in the center of this storm, it is calm and you are safe. And we make our request to the air element now. Air guardian, we call upon your generosity. You are the element of service, and part of that service is to reflect to us what we have brought about by the thoughts we hold, by the beliefs we hold, and by the condemnation we have held. We ask for your forgiveness and protection. We ask that you gentle the winds and help calm this storm. We promise to do our part by daily being more kind to our brothers and sisters who we know are only temporarily lost. We promise to offer goodwill in our thoughts, words, and actions. And there are no exceptions. And now let's sit in silence and listen to the air element's response. And finally, we come to the guardian element of being, aether. Aether that permeates all of creation and is the container of it. This guardian element is the field upon which creation writes its story. The breath of aether is a soft, gentle breath, breathed in and out the nose. This breath is so subtle, it would not ruffle the down on a feather. The color of aether is iridescence, the color of heat waves on a desert highway, the wavering atmosphere above a campfire. Imagine it. Recall the times you have looked into that shimmering reality that is the only clue we ever have of the aether that pervades all life. Aether is the unformed pattern of formlessness, which holds you and all form together. She is the binding force of all the elements. Breathe ever so softly now, in and out the nose, as we make ourselves known to aether. and just resume your normal breathing. You can feel that presence everywhere around you, for it is aether that is holding you safely here within the eye of the storm. And now we make our request. Aether, we call upon your generosity. You are that which holds all creation together, that which forms the blueprint created by our thoughts, conscious and unconscious. We know that our previous blueprint has wrought this storm. And now we ask your forgiveness and protection. We ask that you hear our prayer and become the container of our new blueprint, one founded on forgiveness for all, compassion for all, and love for all. Our pledge this day is our bond. With this new plan, we envision the dissipation of the storm, the lessening of its winds, rains, and heat. And we await your judgment. As the crystal bowl dies away, begin to bring your consciousness back to the here and now. Return to your body, return to your home. Return to whatever is the current situation, but stronger, confident, with a new charter to live by. And we will let you go now with our blessings. We know you will be safe. Your loved ones will be safe, and your homes will be safe. All is well. All shall be well. And all manner of things shall be well. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.